Govinda Lilamrita, Part 6, Pratak Lila, Chapter 3, 6-8:24. Mother Yashoda arranges Krishna's breakfast and Radharani's cooking of the different preparations. Coming before Yashoda, Radharani bows down and places her head on Yashoda's feet, like a tender creeper of devotion. Overwhelmed with affection, Yashoda happily lifts up Radhika, warmly embraces her, smells her head, and kisses Radha. Yashoda's tears of love completely moisten Kishori's clothes. Mother Yashoda also embraces Lalita, Vishakha, and the other Sakis and asks about Radha's welfare. Anxious to begin Krishna's cooking, Yashoda says, "O children, you are expert in making all sorts of delicious dishes. Every Brijvasi knows that you can produce nectar by the touch of your hands." Amrithana, seeing your wonderful preps will surely increase my Lala's appetite. O daughters, you can make salty preparations, tasty yogurt dishes, sweets and deep-fried items. O my daughter Radhe, Mother Rohini is already in the kitchen. Since you are an expert cook, you can join her and make all types of sabjis and sweet rice. Carefully prepare Amrit Keli and Karpur Keli, which fill Krishna with vigor. Within the three worlds, you alone know the secret of making these delicious pastries. O Radhe, my Krishna really likes Piyusha Granti. After making it, dump it inside Panchamrit and add kaffir, cardamom, and other spices. O child Alite, you can prepare rasala and shikarini. Vishaka can make sherbet drinks, and Champakalata can churn buttermilk. Hey, Tungavidye, you can make curd that will be used in many other preparations. Chitre, you make a sugar candy drink, Matsya Nidra. O Sudevi, prepare kirsar, thick condensed milk. Hey, Rangadevi, make pishtaka. O Basanti, you make mridufeni. And O Mangala, you make jalebis. Hey, Kadambari, prepare a sesame seed cake. Hey, Lasike, you prepare rice flour laddus. O Kumudi, you can make a variety of wafer thin rice cakes. O Mandalase, you prepare round rice cakes that look like the moon. Hey Shashimuki, you can carefully make sweet balls floating in yogurt. Hey Sumuki, you prepare some sweet rice with date gourd. Hey Manimati, you make a variety of rice cakes. Oh my child Kanchanabali, make laddus using thin strips of white flour fried in ghee. Hey Manoram, you make Manohar laddus. Hey Ratnamala, you can prepare Motika laddus. Hey Madhavi, Fry some sesame seeds. Add molasses and cut into squares. Hey, Bindya. Make 3 types of sweet balls from flat rice, puffed rice, and mung dal, powder. After first frying them in ghee and sugar water. O Rumba, prepare karamba by mixing ripe bananas, sugar, yogurt, and cornmeal in a golden bowl. O Manogya, make a mango shake with fresh mango juice, thick milk, and sugar. Hey Kalimba, make some ghee from the special butter freshly churned today from the milk of the cow named Sugandha. O Ambika, Brajarajananda personally milked the cow named Davali and sent her milk for Krishna and Balaram's breakfast. Can you slowly stir this milk? O daughters, go quickly to the milk storehouse, which is purified daily with cow dung. There you will find whatever sifting spoons, clay pots, wooden bowls, and cooking stoves you may require. Hey, Dhanishta, you should go there and supervise collecting the utensils from their respective places. O Rangana Malika, Rupa Mandri, go to the storehouse with Tulsi and help the maidservants bring everything needed for cooking. Hey, Indu Mukhi, gather amra for chutney, mangoes, pomegranates, teti, kula, pihi fruits, ginger, and place in golden bowls. Also bring tamarind, amla, kula, mango, and other types of delicious pickles preserved in oil, salt, and sugar. O daughters, Shande, Shube, Barani, Pibari, Mishtahasta, quickly boil the best quality milk brought from the Goshala by the servants. Meanwhile, Radhika removes her rings, bangles, and upper garment, chunari, that might disturb her cooking, and she hands them to Tulsi Manjari. Dhanishta offers water to Radha to wash her hands and feet before entering the kitchen. Radhika respectfully offers her head at Rohini's feet before starting cooking. Rohini affectionately embraces Radha and fondles her lovingly, as if she were her own daughter. As Radha and the Sakis happily cook under Rohini's direction, Mother Yashoda calls the servants for Krishna's morning bath.